Did
what?
You say bulge?
Oh, bulge, yeah, makes your pockets bulge, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you say, that shirt used to fit me, but then I washed it and it...
shrank.
And every shirt I've washed recently has
shrunk up.
And I hope this shirt
doesn't shrink.
And if a woman likes to put on good clothes, you say she likes to...
dress up.
What would you say about a man?
I'd say a man would dress up.
What if she stands in front of a mirror and...
primp. She would primp.
Would you say that about a man?
No, I don't think so.
How would that sound?
It would sound effeminate.
What would you call a man who's real vain and, you know, tries to dress real well?
Might call him a dandy. Might call him a fop.
What about jelly bean?
Never call him a jelly bean. Never heard that.
I think that was in the 20s or something like that.
I don't know.
Something you could carry coins in would be a
coin purse.
And something you could wear around your neck, a lot of things strung up together.
A necklace?
Or
beads?
Of what of beads?
String of beads.
And something you wear around your wrist?
A bracelet.
And something men used to wear to hold their pants up?
Suspenders or galluses. Galluses sounds country. But I have heard it used many times. My grandfather always talked about his galluses.
Do you think of suspenders, is that ever still used, like with the tuxedos?
You can still buy suspenders. Some men, especially older men, still wear suspenders. My daddy wears suspenders. He has some really fancy ones that were hand woven in Britain that have little judges on them, because he's a lawyer. And he has a set with owls on them. They're very elaborate brocade things.
You wouldn't call them galluses?
No. Well, yeah, if he were speaking in a country context, he might. Mm-hmm. But galluses and suspenders are the exact same thing. It just depends on what context you're talking in. And Daddy would always call them suspenders. I've never heard him say galluses, but my grandfather did.
What would you hold over you when it rains?
An umbrella or a parasol.
And the last thing you put on the bed, the fancy cover?
The bedspread.
What did women used to make to put on the bed for warmth?
Quilts. And they sometimes made comforts, but comforts are different from quilts, because comforts are fluffy and puffy and full of down, and quilts are put together with cotton batting. Mm-hmm. And comforts may be tufted with little pieces of yarn or ribbon or something and tied together in more or less square segments. Mm-hmm. But quilts are quilted all over with running stitches of thread to hold them together in patterns.
But the top could be the same.
It could be made out of the same material, but you'd probably piece a quilt or applique a quilt, and you'd probably make a comfort out of one piece of material. Mm-hmm. Or pieces seamed together to make a solid looking mm-hmm. top.
At the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
And you put the pillow inside a
pillow slip or a pillowcase. Pillowcase has come in because that's the term used in advertising and selling them. Mm-hmm. Pillow slip is what we always call them as a child. My mother would still say pillow slip.
Did you ever see anything about twice as long as a pillow?
A bolster?
What's a
bolster is usually rounder than a pillow, which is rectangular. And a bolster is like a long tube, and it's put at the head of the bed more for looks than for use. And you take it off at night and put your pillows on the bed.
How far across does it go?
The whole way. All the way across the bed.
Would you ever say clear across or slam across?
I might say clear across. I wouldn't say clean across unless I were being facetious. And I would never say slam across. I never heard that.
You had a lot of company and didn't have enough beds for everyone for the children to sleep on.
You might put a pallet down or a bedroll.
Okay.
And those are really pretty interchangeable. I don't know what the difference between a pallet and a bedroll is, except that a pallet, I suppose, could be a little thin mattress that you kept for people to sleep on. Mm-hmm. And a bedroll is something you make up on the spur of the moment when you're going camping or something, or sending your kids to sleep at somebody else's house. Mm-hmm.